Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number three. We've only got Mr. T, Webster Tarpley, historian and economist, on for 5 minutes. I'm probably going to try to get him on tomorrow or the next few days because he's breaking down what's happening in Egypt. They're now saying Mubarak will step down. I've been hearing that for 3 weeks, but it looks like he probably is this time. Webster, briefly, give us your analysis and breakdown of what's happening right now in Egypt.
Well, this is a CIA military coup. It was announced in Washington this morning by Leon Panetta, the head of the CIA, in testimony to the House Intelligence Committee. He said Mubarak is going to be out today. So it's all organized behind the scenes. The people in the foreground, this gaggle of anarchists and dupes in the square, these people are the walk-ons. They're the props, if you will. They're what makes this plausible to the average person. But what's going on is a good old-fashioned military coup. Now, the question is, will it be Suleiman, the CIA contact man, ruling alone, or will it be a military junta, which would include this guy Tantawi, the defense minister, and the chief of staff of the armed forces, General Anan? So this is, again, a military putsch. Now, the big issue is why, and more research reveals why. Mubarak had been fighting the U.S. on many issues. In August of 2009, the U.S. had demanded a U.S. nuclear umbrella for Israel, Egypt, the Saudis, and the Emirates of the Gulf, all against Iran. This would be to create that Arab, Sunni, and Israel, and U.S. front against the Iranians. And Mubarak said no. He rejected it. He said, I will not normalize with Israel unless I negotiate directly with them and get certain things in return. And that encouraged the Saudis to also say no. There's also a conflict about what's going to happen in Lebanon. Mubarak has been saying, I don't want the future of Lebanon determined by this fake report of this hoped-up United Nations commission, which is as corrupt as the day is long. He says the future of Lebanon should not depend on some outside committee. And the last conversation that I can find between Obama and Mubarak, January 19th, Obama calls Mubarak and thanks him for supporting the commission, which was a pretty heavy-handed warning, I guess, because it's clear that Mubarak is not supporting the commission. This track record goes way back. In late 2006, Mubarak was saying, it's too soon for the U.S. to leave Iraq. Stop leaving Iraq. You're making me less secure. The general idea is that Mubarak wants the status quo unless changes in the status quo benefit.
So he's like Admiral Fox Fallon 3 years ago. He doesn't want World War III. He's a butcher. He's a thug. He's a torturer. But he wouldn't get in line for World War III and the strategic attacks on Iran. And so they're sending a message to Jordan. They're sending a message to Saudi Arabia. They're sending a message to Yemen, to everybody else. You do what we say or we will trigger your overthrows right now.
Yes, and the result is now that the attack on Iran comes closer. That's the wonderful singing tomorrows out of all of these young dupes in the square. What they have done is, if this happens now, if this goes through, because it may not, Panetta may be talking through his hat, and the networks may be talking through their hat. But if this goes through, the war with Iran becomes easier, because Egypt is eliminated as somebody saying, no, we're not interested. The Saudis at that point may cave. And at that point, you've got pretty much a clear path to have the war with Iran. So that's the wonderful
thing. All right, Webster, I got to stop because we're out of time. Listen, this is so important, but I have a guest already scheduled in studio, and I concur with your analysis. Plus, it's now admitted, as you said with Panetta and the previous, that the U.S. interests were funding this, that we need to do 20 minutes on this, but I know you may have other things scheduled. Can you come back with us in 55 minutes for 20 minutes to really take your time?
Whatever you need, sure.
Okay, we will call.
Whichever is more convenient.
We will call you in 55 minutes, and we'll do two segments where you can, from the beginning, read the actual quotes of Panetta, the London Telegraph 3 weeks ago saying the U.S. was doing this, and what this signifies that Panetta would announce they're about to fall, and then it's announced. This is unbelievable. Meanwhile, Glenn Beck's claiming that George Soros is running all this, and at certain levels, I guess he is. We'll break all that down with you coming up 55 minutes. Stuart Rhodes is straight ahead. Webster, stand by.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, 8 minutes into this third hour. We're going into overdrive in the fourth hour when historian Webster Tarpley will give you the entire intel dump almost going on in Egypt with the announcement that Mubarak will be stepping down. The head of the CIA said early this morning in an intelligence public meeting, then it was announced that Mubarak would be stepping down. Why would our government be kicking out their own dictator and trying to put in the Muslim Brotherhood who say break their treaties with Israel? Because they're getting ready to destabilize the Middle East and try to kick off World War III, as the RAND Corporation reported 2 years ago and we warned you. Okay, this is serious, serious, serious. The globalists run the radical Muslims. They're saying Anwar al-Awlaki is set to hit us any day, that the terror threat is as high as it's ever been since 9/11. That's because they didn't reauthorize the Patriot Act yesterday or 2 days ago. Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, responds saying he's going to hit us. But Fox News and AP report, headline, Anwar al-Awlaki dined secretly at the Pentagon. 2 months after 9/11, when he is known as the number three in Al-Qaeda. Now CBS is saying, and Homeland Security is saying, he's now number one, replacing him as the a new bin Laden. It turns out he was running the Fort Hood shooting, the Times Square attack, the underwear bombing, the shoe bombing. They admit all that. And then it's admitted the State Department helped him get on the plane. They are running this out in the open. And they're getting ready. That's why they've told the cops for 2 years, get ready for IED attacks, get ready for a machine gun attacks on police stations. To get the police fully behind martial law, they're preparing low-intensity attacks all over the country. And this new model is not the government purely staging attacks. It's going out and finding lunatics, generally people who weren't originally Arab, people with names, you know, like Johnson or Martinez, who they profile as complete lunatics. And then they give them the weapons, the bombs, and say, go at it. And so that's the one good news, is these people are such low-level operators mentally that they usually can't even point a gun properly and fire it, or can't even get the bombs planted. So we've analyzed this attack profile. It's very serious. And I told you yesterday they were about to announce Al-Awlaki's going to get you, and they're now doing that. I want to talk about that first with Stuart Rhodes. He joins us here. He is the founder, of course, of Oath Keepers. Stuart Rhodes is the founder and director of Oath Keepers. He served in the U.S. Army paratrooper until disabled in a rough terrain parachuting accident during a night jump. He's a former firearms instructor and former member of Ron Paul's D.C. staff. Stuart currently writes a monthly Enemy at the Gates column for SWAT magazine. He graduated from Yale Law School, where his paper, Solving the Puzzle of Enemy Combatant Status, won Yale's Miller Prize for Best Paper and Bill of Rights. He assisted teaching U.S. military history at Yale, was a Yale research scholar, and is writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people, and he heads up Oath Keepers. Stuart, for those that don't know who you are, tell them briefly about Oath Keepers, then break down what I was just talking about. I've confirmed through multiple military sources, plus we have public admissions, they are training National Guard, State Guard, regular Army Marines to set up checkpoints, run IDs, and put people on Army trucks. They're announcing the EAS system will start having government announcements at 9,000 locations, government telescreens are going in, saying, watch your neighbors. We are entering 1984. Break down what you think is happening.
Well, the mission of Oath Keepers is to remind the current serving of their oath to support and defend the Constitution and to stand down and refuse unlawful orders, because tyranny can't come without their cooperation. As we just saw in Tunisia, when the military withdraws its consent and cooperation, the dictator truly has no clothes and can do nothing. And so our goal here in the U.S. is to prevent it from happening in the first place as a preemptive refusal. As we saw during Katrina, we had one National Guard unit from Utah, at least one unit, who stood down and refused to go along with disarmament of the American people in Katrina. And so that's what we're trying to do. But there is a pattern, as you said. They're being trained and being prepared for economic collapse in particular. They're being told that this is coming, and they're training, preparing for it, but they're not preparing the American people.
That's what your tens of thousands of contacts are confirming for you.
That's right. So we're hearing that from different places. You hear from one guy, it's scuttlebutt, but you hear from 8, 9 different places, little pings coming in saying the same thing. They know a collapse is coming. They're getting ready for it, but they're not preparing the American people. They're preparing to control the American people. Big difference.
And then the people, in many respects, will beg for order, just like they are in the triggered events in Egypt. And then that will set the precedent for even more control and the checkpoints run by the TSA on the streets of America. And that's all announced. 2 years ago in Tennessee, it's in my new film, Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, the governor said, stop running Homeland Security, multi-jurisdictional Army, Marines, FBI, shutting down highways. And now they're rolling out even more. And they said, Governor, we're going to do what we want under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that states, and it's the precursor to the 10-member governor's council that supersedes the state sovereignty fraudulently. And they said, under the John Warner Act, we're operating and you're now not in the loop. I mean, we're already seeing federal occupation. They just haven't run the flag up yet.
What's happened to us as a country is they've weakened the states. We no longer have a militia of the people. We no longer have our own security in our own hands, and they've created a power vacuum. What's left of our National Guard is what's left of the militia is now sent overseas, and they replaced that with NORTHCOM and FEMA. Like you just said, in the Council of Ten Governors, is a direct circumvention of Article 4, Section 4, which requires that they get permission from the legislature and the governor before they come into a state. They're acting as though that doesn't exist, and all they do is go to this council of ten stooges and get their rubber stamp of approval.
And now TSA's at the Super Bowl running the hands down the pants. Now the telescreens, now they're running x-ray checkpoints in the middle of the country. This is the beta test acclimation rollout.
And I just said earlier, if we have or when we have an economic collapse, if we are not prepared as a people in our local communities and we're not strong and able to stand up on our own, then people will be desperate and more likely to go along with martial law, and the military and police will also be more likely to go along with it, because in their eyes it will be a real emergency. That's why we have to, as a people, and this is our whole focus for our new initiative.
Preemptively warn people so they know it's coming, so we have credibility, and get patriots as a remnant in position to rebuild the country.
We'll get them ready ahead of time. We should be restoring the institutions we have allowed to let atrophy, chief among them being the militia of the people, our sheriff's posses.
And the ADL's upset because several states are moving to reignite and establish the state militia.
That's right. They don't want to see this happen. Even in Montana right now, a simple home guard bill has been opposed by the state version of the SPLC in Montana.
They're saying the state can't even be trusted to have its own people.
Right. They call it a paramilitary organization. They don't want the state to have any kind of power. The military power is supposed to be with us, the people. That was the answer to the ancient question of who shall guard the guardians. The founders intended us to be our own guardians.
And so, we are the sovereigns.
That's right. And so, you know, and we are safe. We can't oppress ourselves. They can't make us oppress ourselves. So that's what they want to gut the state, and they have, and weaken the people so that we are desperate and destitute when an emergency happens, and then they can bring in standing army troops and even potentially foreign troops.
All right. Tell us about your new initiative to counter this and then the intelligence you're getting from all of your members and others around the world, Stuart.
Well, the main focus is to wake the veterans up to their responsibility under their oath that it's not enough just to vote. It's not enough to say to the current serving, don't violate our rights. The veterans have to go out there and reestablish institutions we have let atrophy.
We have to fill the vacuum.
Right.
We have to occupy as the rightful occupiers of our country instead of these foreign bankers with this federal gaggle occupying us.
That's right. And sound money is an important part of that. There's a new initiative called the Alternate Market Movement being started by Neither Core Press. We're working with them to help support them. And Max Kaiser, what he said a little while ago, is absolutely correct. We'll start pushing a lot of his material as well. And the whole goal is to get people across the country to disconnect from the fiat system, you know, decouple from the dollar. The rest of the world already is anyway, so we should too. Decouple from the fiat system, unplug from the matrix, and rebuild sovereign communities at the local
level. So warm up the states for the confrontation with the illegitimate federal government so we can hopefully peacefully operate through the 10th Amendment powers.
Yeah, disconnect. Because if we just sit here under the fiat system and when it collapses on our heads, we can't think we're going to be able to climb out of the rubble and rebuild. Because they have another super system, as Max said, a world fed is what they have planned next. We've got to get from under the fiat system, get back to the foundation of a free republic the founders left us, that we've allowed to
And we're not the revolutionaries, we're the restorationists. The globalists are the revolutionaries. We want to restore the republic.
Exactly. And the way to do it is get out from underneath the false system and get back to what the founders gave us, which is sovereign counties and sovereign states and resilient communities economically, militarily, with your communications. Make sure you have alternate communications. So when they pull the plug on the internet here, as we saw in Egypt, that we won't care.
What did FEMA do in Katrina? The police had to guard it. They went in and hacked down their communications. People said, well, the cops aren't on duty. FEMA had cut all their lines to then do a beta test of a takeover.
Right, and so the sheriff there posted armed guards to stop them from doing it again and reconnected the lines. So that's right. So we have to, as a community, as in all local communities, and this is both in the public sphere and the private sphere, work to get your county to establish a real county militia. But don't wait for that to happen. While you're doing that, also, go start a neighborhood watch and make sure that you have mutual aid and support among private citizens as well. It's a two-pillar approach.
Yeah, they're trying to roll out their federal neighborhood watch to see something, say something. So what you're saying is actually join those, but join local ones so our people fill those spots.
Start neighborhood watch among you and your neighbors. Make sure that you...
A totally private one.
Exactly.
Should people join the See Something, Say Something to have it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, state level only. Forget about the feds. You do what you're supposed to do in your county.
But it would be valuable to have some of our people in there.
Yeah, I suppose so. But the main focus is on in your own neighborhoods and your own state. So I would focus there.
We're going to break, and I want you to have the floor and go through all those lists and give out the website and a lot more. It's so exciting to have you here in studio. But briefly... last time you were here, you said that the awakening of police and military is exponential. What's your report briefly on that?
Well, they're worried about it. I mean, Tunisia is a wonderful example of the right way to do it. The military did not pull a coup. The military did not shoot the people. They simply stood down. It's a wonderful example. And I think that meme, that example is going to spread.
So the answer is follow the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and they'll never have to even think about it. I mean, just if they follow that, that's it.
They can't do it. Yeah, it's game over for that. They can't do it without them. So, but we can't just sit and wait for them to do the right thing. We also have to make sure that we are resilient, so when the collapse comes, we're not desperate. Because otherwise, we'll take the FEMA card, the new currency will probably come in the form of a FEMA card. You know, here's your new debit card.
Digital, yeah.
Right. So we can't be dependent upon that. We must disconnect and rebuild sound money systems, food independence, and economic independence as well.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back and go through this new huge initiative you guys are launching, and it's up to you out there to get the ball and start carrying it on this. Resistance is victory. If you take action, we have the truth on our side. You are unstoppable, but it's up to you. Look in the mirror.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Ambaren to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Ambaren work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Ambaren is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Ambaren completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Ambaren, visit GetAmbaren.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Way up north. Okay, Stuart, this is a short segment. Get into this new initiative you're launching at the Oath Keepers website. Then we're going to get into what you were telling me during the break about this really Ron Paul type constitutional rebellion at the state level through the legislatures. People are really starting to get it, so exciting things happening. But break down your new initiative.
Well, the whole focus here is to do for the veterans what we did for the current serving, to get them to understand their personal obligation to rebuild the republic. Under their oath, they can't just vote, they can't just sit on the couch and say, I hope no one violates my rights. They got to get out there and resurrect. And frankly, it's our own fault we're in the position we're in now. I told like one veterans gathering, I said, look, you should get down on your knees and beg forgiveness for your neglect and negligence. And so we're going to wake them up, get them off the bar stool, so they're not just sitting around drinking beers. We're going to reactivate them, make them realize they still have a mission. Under their oath, they must rebuild the republic. So we're going to be focusing on the alternate market movement, focusing on revitalizing the public militia at the county level. I'm talking about a real public institution. Like you have a volunteer fire department that's established by the county, but staffed by volunteers. Same thing here. And also at the state level as well. And forming sheriff's posses. And I want to go to every VFW hall and American Legion hall and Marine Corps League hall and say, look, you guys, get your own grain reserves. Used to be in this country, we had 3 years of grain reserves for the people during the Cold War. Now we have enough to give all of us one half of a loaf of bread. That's it. And so we have to build up our own grain reserves. All these veterans organizations, they should be inside their own organizations getting food stores.
Globalism has worked hard to make sure we're dependent on them for a long time.
Exactly. So we got to rebuild the. It's kind of like a pyramid like this. The power is supposed to be at the very bottom. The strength and power is supposed to be at the bottom of the republic, and only at the top is very little bit of power. They've turned it on its head. They have a very weak states now, and weak people, and a powerful top-down system over the top of us. We've got to reverse that, flip it back over again.
Continuing with this initiative, and give folks the website.
Oathkeepers.org, and we're going to be calling this Operation Reactivate. So that's going to be the name of it. Actually, Rob Dew, your producer, that was his idea, so I want to thank Rob for that.
Wow.
It's great. So we're reactivating them in their oath, realizing that, look, you know, my service is not done. I have to get off the bar stool, get off the couch, and get back out there and do it. And if we can wake the veterans up, they will lead the rest of the people in this country to do what's right.
Well, I'll tell you, the really big jump we've got on the controllers is that Ron Paul 35 years ago, myself 16, 17 years ago, countless other people, G. Edward Griffin, the list goes on and on, knew history, knew who the globalists were, read their own reports that were public, understood what was happening, warned people, got laughed at for a long time. Now we're not getting laughed at to the point of this stuff's so mainstream. Glenn Beck's, there's a world government. They're coming for everything. You know, he's telling the truth on more and more because we're dragging Fox News over to at least have to act like true patriots to even stay relevant. And they have more viewers than all the other cable stations combined because they'll at least carry on a little bit of our political coloration.
Well, as Max kind of said earlier, it's out in the open now. Special drying rights are going to be the new basis for the new world currency. They're telling us what they're going to do. It's not conspiracy theory anymore.
But we got the jump on them by warning people.
Well, absolutely. So now it's just being proven correct. And as I talked about earlier, we're seeing this wave. We talked before about a wave of after effect of the Ron Paul campaign. We're starting to see that now in the houses and Senates of the states. We just had a big meeting in Montana. Oath to sponsored a meeting of all the different liberty groups came together. 912ers, Tea Party people, Campaign for Liberty, you name it. And we had 20 state legislators there, hardcore Ron Paul Republican.
And a total takeover of one state by the people will then be used as a model for the rest.
That's right.
One domino falls, victory is ours.
Amen to that, exactly. So, you know, if once they can do it and show how it's done, you get one state to reinstitute a state bank and do sound money, like Virginia's starting to do and Montana's.
And openly confront the globalists verbally.
Exactly, right.
Call them out.
So if they can do that, and once we start doing that, and people realize that, hey, the sky's not going to fall when I stand up and just act like a citizen again, a sovereign citizen.
The sky's going to fall if we don't.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to crumble. We should accept the fact that the dollar is going to die. It's going to collapse. The question is, are we going to sit there and let it collapse on top of us, or are we going to rebuild what we're supposed to have so that when it collapses, we can assert our own future rather than having it imposed, having their model imposed on us?
And that idea is wholesome. It's the spirit of 1776. If we put our idea out against global bondage, we're going to win.
That's right. So they don't want us to do anything. That's why I tell you, just go vote, and otherwise leave it to us. So you want to do what they don't want you to do. So the Poverty Law Center and the rest of the propaganda machine does not want you to start a sheriff's posse or to revitalize the militia of your county. So you should go do that. Whatever they don't want you to do, that's what you should be doing.
Well, that's what I've always said. Anything the globalists are for, I'm against. And then if you analyze each point intellectually, it's whatever they want is not in our interest.
That's right. It's the bizarre republic. They're trying to impose the bizarre republic on us. Destroy our national sovereignty, destroy our state sovereignty. And then we have Obama continuing the SPP that Bush started and trying to merge
it. You know, that's been out for a few days, and I should have covered it. We knew it was already going on by stealth. We'll cover that when we come back. Also, the other incredible information you're getting from all your sources all around the country and the world. Stuart Rhodes is our guest in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You are the resistance.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We were just talking about something really important during the break. Stuart was saying, what's your real view on Egypt? And I said, well, it's like a tree that's leaning over somebody's house, and they need to cut it so they choose the time before the next big storm comes, and they go ahead and chop it down in a controlled burn, basically. But we know Panetta says Mubarak will step down, and the announcement is he'll step down. The London Telegraph and others got the documents 3 weeks ago that they sent in Al-Baradei and others and sources in the military. Their military obviously trained by the U.S. and said, get ready, we're doing this, because Mubarak is a globalist, but he didn't want to have World War III with Iran. And so now they're pulling this destabilization, but Glenn Beck saying it's socialist Muslims doing it and that it's all George Soros, and that's one arm. But no, it's the globalists that run our country that are triggering this order out of chaos destabilization. And I was saying that's why we need to point out we're restorationists. We want to follow the law, Bill of Rights, Constitution. The revolution is globalism and NAFTA and GATT and the North American Union through SPP and the new continental security perimeter that they've now officially put into place. We're the ones that want to stop the chaos. And the problem is the globalists know they're going to push us into chaos. They're going to try to steer it maybe for a right-wing coup. You don't know. But Stuart said, absolutely. Have you heard of Operation Clean Sweep? Tell folks about that.
Well, unfortunately, some people, they could be well-intended patriots, are calling for essentially a military coup. And that's as dangerous as any usurping president trying to be El Presidente for life. Military coup is going from the frying pan to the fire. You still wind up with the destruction of the Constitution, a destruction of the Republic. And the problem that they're doing is they're looking at Washington, D.C., and they're ignoring the states. The answer is in the states. The answer is we, the people, take care of things.
Peacefully, the states stand up and have the moral courage and start exposing them. Then the globalists will literally evaporate.
Well, if you give the people a false choice between submit to tyranny or turn to the generals to come in and do a military coup, that's been the bane of republics throughout history since ancient Rome. They've gone back and forth.
Look at third world countries. It's happening every month.
Absolutely. And so the founder's genius is that if we just simply follow the oath and the military stands down and then the people in the states stand up and take care of it, it's solved without having to resort to those two extremes.
Yeah, we want to go back to the Constitution, not to something new and even worse.
Well, or old and even worse. You know, a Caesar crossing the Rubicon. This is the same kind of thing. You look to the generals to save you, and now you have a general in sunglasses doing his MacArthur imitation, ruining your life instead of an Earth-speaking president. Is it any better? No, it's the same thing.
Generally, it's worse.
Generally, it is. You want it with a Pinochet or a Franco, some bloody dictator. So we have to get back to the Constitution. A lot of these folks, I get messages all the time saying, well, you say you're not going to do something. What are you going to do? When's the military going to march on Washington, D.C.? And I say, it's not their job. It's your job.
That's right. Well, I love these people that, you know, these keyboard commandos that send me emails and say, you're not calling for violence. You're a wimp. A, we found out most of the time those are provocateur feds. But B, look in the mirror. I've done as much as I can. Look at what we've been able to do. What about you? Don't always look for somebody else who's already standing up to do it for you. You want the solution. Look in the mirror. And look, here's a beta test example. I've been beating the drum for several years. Go to your city council, point out, read what's in sodium fluoride, the other ingredients, the bone cancer evidence, the admissions. Now they're starting to take it out all over the place. Suddenly it's collapsing. The government came out a month ago and said, okay, we do want to take it out of the water. We do want to stop using it as a pesticide. You have record numbers of folks not taking the flu vaccine because we had a revolution of just reading the insert. It's all about you making daily choices. There's not going to be some Arnold Schwarzenegger on a white horse riding in and you know, sending Obama to the gulag and everything's fixed. Obama's a front man. This is a process of rediscovering the spirit of 1776, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. That is our rightful property, and it's the rightful document that basically states what's already inherently there.
Exactly. And you, here's the point I make to people all the time. I say, look, what institution is supposed to take care of domestic security? Not the standing army. It's the militia. Repel invasions, suppress insurrections, and execute the laws of the Union. So if anyone's going to go and correct things, it's going to be the people themselves as the militia.
Well, Kennesaw, Georgia had one of the highest crime rates in Georgia, a bedroom community of Atlanta, until in 89 they said everyone must own guns by law, just like Switzerland has, and it has the lowest crime rate in the country within 1 year. I mean, it's simple. You don't have a lot of home invasions in Texas because they don't break in like they do in New York here while you're there because they know they'll get killed. It's real simple. Guns are the answer.
Well, also, another way to look at this is this way. People always say, well, the militia is there as a final check on a tyrannical government. But they're missing an important point. The militia is first supposed to be to fill that vacuum. So you're not relying on standing army troops and professional police. You're relying on you and your neighbors. then that you no longer have a situation where you need outside help. You're independent, and that prevents them from having the pretext.
That's right.
In the first place,
we've had cities of hundreds of thousands of people up before 1900, even millions, where the only police were there to respond to court orders to go out. You know, once people have been found to commit crime and pick them up and take them into the court, the constables, the sheriff's deputies, and people. And now we've got cops. I saw an article today where a guy's little Jack Russell Terrier got out, killed a raccoon in the backyard in a fight. Raccoons are mean, and now they're charging him with animal cruelty. Any way to put charges on law-abiding citizens, that's another telltale sign of tyranny, is when they criminalize everything.
And also nationalize the police. So those two twin things are happening. You've got, you've got a massive pile of laws, and they don't tell the jury about the real power to judge even in the face of the law and acquit. I just got done with a hearing yesterday in front of the Montana House about a jury nullification bill, or a fully formed jury bill in Montana. Very important part of our core responsibilities as citizens. The last check on abuse is really the jury.
So, they judge the law as well as the facts. They can do whatever they want. They're the judges.
That's historic reality and fact. But the problem is they're not even telling them about this. And yesterday it was really...
That's another veto on law. It doesn't even matter if it's the law. The jury doesn't like it and thinks it's wrong what's being done or it's not being applied right. Nope.
That's right. And there's a famous case in the colonial era of a publisher named Zangler who was prosecuted for criticizing the governor of New York. And he admitted he had written an article critical of the governor and under libel laws back then, even though it was truthful, it was still considered libel. But the jury refused to convict him, even in the face of the obvious, you know, he was guilty. They still refused to convict him. And that's the start of our First Amendment right to free press and free speech. The protections in the First Amendment got their start in a jury nullification case. So this is one more example of a core institution we've allowed to wither away, and the government has co-opted it.
They've done that with grand juries as well. Let's get into what the globalists are doing. They're simply conquering us by just announcing their powers. And Judicial Watch 4 years ago sued and got the North American Union documents that hadn't been made public. And there were the thousands of pages of minutes. We cover it in my film Endgame, show screenshots of it. And the first thing at the SPP meeting is they said, A, we got to keep the secret from the public. We got to set up the continental security perimeter. It can't even be the feds that respond, much less the locals. Now, from Mexico to Alaska, it's going to be this international body, and we're going to fund this international body, this American Union, through highway taxes, through the Trans-Texas Napa Superhighways. And here's WorldNet Daily. Obama's signature creates continental perimeter, and it goes on, move described as key step in advance of North American Union. I remember, and it's in my film Endgame, Bush signing an agreement with Merkel and the EU and Barroso on the Rose Garden saying, we're now merging the North American Union with the EU in 2007, and no one even paid attention when it was on TV. This is just like they celebrated in 2007, the 50th anniversary of the EU, but they told people in Europe it started in 2000. They had signed the Treaty of Rome in 57. It was already in place then.
And they called you a conspiracy theorist for pointing this out, and now it's becoming much more out in the open. And what happened to the EU and how that came about is exactly what's happening to us right now. They start with a free trade area.
Integration by stealth.
Right, absolutely. You know, incrementalism, too. Free trade, and then it goes to a common currency, and then it goes to a common government. And then you lose your sovereignty. So the overturning laws that have been around in England for hundreds of years are now found to be, you know, illegal and unconstitutional.
They're getting rid of their common law, and they're saying we're going to have to get rid of some of our laws and adopt Canadian and Mexican law.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have to.
Well, that's what the four Supreme Court justices have said. We've got to follow international law now, not our own.
Right. They're trying to graft onto our system international law.
Okay, I keep going over that.
Well, yeah. This is just confirmation that Obama is no different than Bush, and this has been the problem for the last, you know, four decades, basically. We've had presidents of both parties have continued to push the same agenda, which is sacrificing our national sovereignty and also destroying state sovereignty. And it's being done economically. It's being done militarily. NORTHCOM is the Northern Command encompasses Canada and Mexico, too, not just the United States.
No, that's what they're saying. NORTHCOM runs this perimeter.
Exactly. So this is the integration of military, economics, and eventually government and law all into one Northern Hemisphere block, just like the EU. And if people in Europe were called conspiracy theorists and nuts when they saw what happened to them, and it happened anyway. So we got to get over this worrying about being labeled conspiracy theorists. You know, it's right there.
Well, that's just a term they throw out to get people to not look at what you're saying. They just say, oh, conspiracy theory. And you're like, no, I have the document right here. No, no, don't look, don't look.
Or chill your speech. They don't want you to talk about it. So you self-censor.
Oh, yeah, what do you think of the Tucson thing? They didn't just go after the Second Amendment. For every attack on the Second Amendment, there were two or three against the First Amendment, and making the Congress people sit together and saying, we can't criticize now, you all this collective guilt, and then it turns out he's a liberal drug head.
I think it's going to blow up in their faces. What they really did there is they jumped the shark. They demonized half the country. They've already called half the country racist. If you disagree with Obama, all of a sudden you're a racist. So even though I'm a quarter Mexican, you know, hardly a white supremacist, but they try to label you this or that. And the same thing happened in the wake of the Arizona shooting. They tried to say, well, this is all the fault of the political right, the entire spectrum across the country. Half the country is to blame for this. And all it does is tick off that segment of the American population and make them wake up and realize that, look, I'm being demonized now. Not just that guy over there that talks on the radio. They're saying that I'm...
It confirms for them that this is a tyranny.
And it confirms for them the propaganda machine. So now, you know, so Southern Poverty Law Center is becoming less and less effective when they try to call me a racist or a crazy person or whatever.
Or Glenn Beck.
Because they're calling half the country crazy and racist and violent.
Or you don't like health care, you don't like black people. That's obviously ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, and it's blowing up in their face. I think more people, because of the internet especially, they're starting to see the truth. One drop of truth is an antidote to a bucket full of crap.
We've got about 15 minutes left with you. I've had a lot of questions, a lot of issues. What's most important for you right now? What's important that you're hearing from your members and supporters? What's going on with Oath Keepers?
I think the most important thing is for people to recognize the illegitimacy of martial law and to rediscover the Constitution's emergency provisions by calling forth the militia of the several states. That's what you do to handle domestic. You don't rely.
They know the locale. They're truly prepared. Have you heard? I've been trying to call Homeland Security for 4 days. They won't answer the phone. You know, to test if I could report terrorism. They won't answer the phone.
They probably know it's you.
No, we've tried from other phones, or they pass us around and say call locals, and they won't talk to us.
So it's not about actually getting your information. They don't want to.
No, these are phone numbers they put on flyers. You call, and it just rings and rings.
So it's all about conditioning then.
Yeah, they're just out there scaring everybody, knowing there's not any real terror that they don't promote.
So the biggest thing we're looking at, well, here's one thing I wanted to tell you about. I'm not sure if you knew, but there was a Special Forces colonel who was tasked with giving training at Fort Stewart, Georgia. And the training he was ordered to design was so offensive to him that he resigned his commission and left the Army.
No, I didn't know. Tell us about it.
Well, this is where you had 1st Infantry Division, First Combat Brigade of the 3rd ID. That's the NORTHCOM attached unit is stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia.
That's Brigade Homeland.
That's right. So he was told to go there and conduct training, and it was so offensive to him. We don't know what he was told to do, because we haven't been able to get a hold of him yet, but I've been confirmed by two former SF that this is an accurate story, that he was found it so objectionable what they told him to go train the troops to do that he resigned his commission and left the Army.
Well, let me tell you separately, I've confirmed what they're training the Guard and regular Army liaisons attached. I've confirmed they're training to set up checkpoints, run IDs, license plate reading cameras are already going in, and they just pull you out and put you in vans, trucks, or buses. I mean, they're actually getting ready for a real red and blue list.
Well, that's why, you know, from the very beginning, 2 years ago, on our list of orders we will not obey are orders to round up the American people or to blockade cities or to go into a state with force unless they've been invited by the state legislature. And so we want the current serving to understand that there have to be some serious hard lines. Martial law is totally unconstitutional, illegitimate, nowhere in the Constitution, and it has no basis, no moral force, no legal force. They should resist it.
It's an illegal order.
Absolutely. The most illegal order that can possibly be. And this is the problem, is they've tried to graft, they are grafting, the foreign laws of war onto our domestic laws. They're saying they can do the same thing here that they've done overseas to people in conquered Iraq or conquered Afghanistan. Their whole logic, Obama's now claiming the authority and the power to assassinate American citizens that he thinks are enemy combatants, and he says he has the power to do this off a secret list that cannot be reviewed by the courts.
That is pure treason.
Oh, absolutely it is. It's making war on the American people. So that's how I define treason.
That is the purest form.
So what they're doing...
He is tyrannous, but remember, he's just the figurehead, but through that office, he's preparing to try to deploy what Julius Caesar did.
And here's the problem. People say, well, you know, it's only happened to one or two people. But that's the problem, is that you don't wait for the full effect. You don't wait for the pretext to happen, the next terrorist attack, the next 9/11. You stop the – you stand on the principle. You oppose the principle. And the principle is he can treat us like occupied Germany or Japan. He can treat us like a foreign enemy and do here at home what is done abroad to a foreign enemy. That's the claim. So we must resist that, declare it for what it is, illegitimate, void from inception, has no force and authority. And any order given like that should be refused by the standing arm, by the standing military.
Well, that's another issue. TSA that won't stick their hands down people's pants, who worry about the radiation, they're being fired. So government is trying to sift through and create the cadres that will do whatever they're told.
And you should opt out every time. I always do. And unfortunately, you shouldn't have to be a lawyer to get respect. But last time I went through a checkpoint, I said, hey, just don't put your hands in my pants. The guy said, I can't guarantee that. I said, well, I'm a lawyer. I guess we'll dance afterwards. And he was like, whoa. And he went and got a supervisor, and a supervisor handling with kid gloves. But you shouldn't have to be an attorney to get respect and to have your privacy and your rights respected. It's a travesty.
Yeah, that's what I've, the few times I've had the issue come up, I just go, look, I'm a radio talk show host. You usually know who I am anyways, and are asking for signature, you know, what do you call it, autographs. A lot of them aren't bad people, but they're trying to get rid of those and trying to hire the bad ones. Because they can set that precedent to line us up, to search us. I mean, this is classic what's happening.
And they'll go to buses, and this is what we oppose, you know, categorically.
They're already doing it.
Yeah, checkpoints are absolutely unconstitutional. That's like right out of Nazi Germany. So I don't think there's any legitimacy at all. And I don't care what the courts say. It's not American. It's un-American.
Plus, they're discredited because they just canceled the virtual fence, and they never really built any of the physical fence. I mean, the southern border is wide open in a country collapsing into bedlam, and they're not worried about that. They're running random checkpoints on highways around the country.
100 miles inland, yeah.
Well, not even that. They're now all over the country. We've got the articles coming in. TSA, National Guard, they have families drive under X-ray machines. You know, they're doing it now, Stuart. I mean, I see the reports every week. They're just pouring in.
Yeah, they're conditioning us for more of this stuff. So, you know, we have to resist. And if you can get your sheriff to help you, that's why the Sheriff First Bill in Montana is important. Any bills that can back the sheriff up with the authority of the law of the state is good.
Absolutely. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. We will rebuild the republic. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes and Webster Tarpley.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For two more segments, this 5 minute and the next, we've got Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers. And we've also got a fellow in here, John Shirley, who's a sergeant currently in the Houston PD, one of the biggest in the country. He has to give the proviso that he speaks privately as a citizen here, but he's with us getting into the subject of the federalization of police.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. Unfortunately, I have to say that I'm speaking for me and for Oath Keepers and State Chapter President of Oath Keepers. But I'm concerned the federal government has turned our police forces into an arm of the federal government just de facto by the fact that a lot of our training is standardized already to this day. So all police departments are basically trained the same. There are so many.
They're trying to get rid of your codes, your local codes.
Exactly. And not just that, but they're also. The training is all standardized, and the money that comes from federal government to run programs for the police departments with all the strings attached to it.
And the feds are writing the codes now.
Absolutely. And, you know, a police chief will not cross the federal government because to do so means the money's yanked away or the money has to be paid back. So they basically run the police departments as it is today.
Are the police officers starting to wake up?
Yes, I believe they are. You know, they're quiet about it, but there's no question that when stuff comes down, the officers question the city or the department initially all the time. They're going to ask questions.
Do you see them trying? Well, instead of me asking questions, what do you think is most important for folks to know about the federalization?
They need to get their local law enforcement off the federal teat and have them stop taking the federal money and start taking back over their law enforcement to where they're not seen as police officers or law enforcement officers. Their officers are seen as peace officers who are actively in the community, working for the community, and, of course, having fidelity to the Constitution.
I've also seen a lot of instances where it seems like departments, the bad departments, try to protect people that act outrageously, and then that demonizes all the good officers that are out there.
That's definitely a concern. I mean, we had in Houston the beating video that just came out in the public several days ago, and you know, it pains me to think how that taints the whole police department of over 5,000 people by the misactions of 8 or 9. But I will say, at least in Houston, they are prosecuting them. So hopefully
that's the good news. A lot of places they don't.
Right.
And then that freaks everybody out. Why did you get involved in Oath Keepers?
Whew. You know, I stumbled upon the Oath Keepers website before they even rolled out the program officially, and I don't remember how I got onto it, but I read the 10 orders we will not do, and it was like a light bulb went off in my head. It's like, my God, this is exactly what we need. We need police that understand the seriousness of the oath they take.
Well, look at every other country. It's always the military and police that are used to bring in tyranny. Liberty is a very rare thing. I mean, this is a disease that almost every country catches.
That's right. We should realize the rarity of it. And that's why people should not try to look for silver bullets like military coups. They should get back to what the founders gave us. The lessons of history are written right in our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. We've got to stick to that plan.
Well, I mean, if we do go into a full depression and people are running around starving, if 90% of people were self-sufficient in the Great Depression, and they estimate in that 10 years, close to 7 million starved to death, people were very moral back then on average. Today, what we saw on, Black Friday with people rioting just for a cheap Xbox, it's going to be scary, and it's designed to make us beg for the martial law because it'll actually be needed if we don't have local control.
That's why we must preempt it by getting all our veterans, including police veterans, in fact, to get up, like I said, get off the couch and go and strengthen their communities and get ready. And we should be starting police auxiliaries and reserves as we have state economies collapse and local economies collapse. They can't afford officers. So there'll be like two or three John Shirley's, and then they should be backed up by a police auxiliary of volunteer citizens to be there to help them keep order when there's rioting.
That's under local control.
Exactly.
Not the evil clone of that the feds are trying to build right now.
Not federalized police officers from someplace else being brought in, as happened in Katrina.
Yeah, stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.